Innisfil Today welcomes letters to the editor at news@innisfiltoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Innisfil Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Howard Kramer in response to the article, Proposed Lefroy Area Townhouses Subject of Public Meeting. An application for a boat port will only lead to an enclosure being completed. How far is the current dock extended out into Lake Simcoe? Why is a longer structure necessary? Is this a permanent dock structure or a removable dock? This is not noted within this article, but it sounds as if it is a fixed pier. What effect does it have on the flow of the water? How does it affect neighboring properties regarding the water flow, possibly access to their own properties, aesthetics, and more? In our bay, there are some portable docks that extend out from shore up to 200 feet. Of course, they are manually removed each fall. There are two docks that are extended across the shoreline of a public beach. The town of Innisfil has allowed this to remain, regardless of public input. Sometimes, it makes me wonder how some people obtain permits, when others cannot. Howard Kramer, Innisfil.